All right, it is another bedtime story.
Bill and Chucko.
Bill and Chucko. As Cohen said, Cohen, come here. Cohen has his first loose tooth. Let's see it. Wiggle that thing. Dang. It's going to come out any day. It's going to come out any day. That will be Cohen's first tooth. Aurora, how many teeth have you lost?
8, 5, I don't know.
She's lost enough to where she's lost track. Impressive. Very impressive. We had an eventful day today. We went to the dinosaur park, which was really cool.
If you have ever heard of that, they have dinosaur fossils or bones and also cool real like rocks and geodes.
Yeah, the geodes, all like the crystals and stuff, the different minerals that they have behind the cases that are like twinkling under the light. And then all like the big dinosaur skeletons. They even had like a paleontologist like in there working on a fossil in one of those rooms. Anyway, it was pretty awesome, and I'm not going to lie, it made me miss Camp Dino a little bit. Walking around and looking at the dinosaurs. We'll need to come back to Camp Dino because I miss it. All right, you guys, shall we do a little Bill and Chucko?
Yay!
Okay. All right, it's been a while.
I can't wait to have a green. No!
It's been an eventful night. Well, a few nights. We had cousins over, and Aurora and Cohen and Sawyer and their cousins, Chloe, Walker, Izzy, they did a reenactment of Encanto, and they sang the We Don't Talk About Bruno song, and it was awesome. Probably the best. It was... Listen, I was dying. It was so funny and good. I loved it. It was, but ever since that little performance, I've had that song stuck in my head and it's been playing on repeat. And I go to bed and all those Encanto songs just keep playing over and over and they're driving me crazy. So I think we need a break from the Encanto songs.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Oh, no, that's not helping. What?
Just get to the story.
Oh, goodness. Okay, let's do it. Ready? The Adventures of Bill and Chucko. Bill lived on a ranch in the heart of Texas, where he spent his days riding over the plains on his favorite horse, Chucko, jumping over rattlesnakes and watching the stars at night. I don't know what sound effect that was, but sometimes you heard it out there in the West. One day in Westbrook, Bill was mighty excited because he was going to go take Lucy May, the love of his life, on a beautiful hike up on the rocky ridge of the Cactus Mountain. And he was going to show her the sunset. And he had prepared a meal. Bill wasn't much of a cook, but he did make a good meat pie. And he had spent all day making this meat pie. And he was so excited to share it with Lucy May. And Lucy May was quite excited herself. She wore her best dress. It was a cactus flower dress that was white, and it had little tiny cactuses all over the dress with blooming flowers blossoming all over that cactus. And she curled her hair and was so excited, and Bill put on his nicest cowboy shirt and his best cowboy hat, and he even brushed Chaco's long mane, and Chaco went, and Chaco was really excited too, because he knew how much Bill loved Lucy May, and he wanted to make it extra special, so he was going to trot all strong-like with his big, strong horse legs and put on a show for Lucy May so that she saw him as the strong stallion that he was. Oh, and it was going to be a magical night. It was going to be so magical because Bill was going to take it up a notch, and he was going to go to the train station where you could rent a fancy carriage. There were multiple carriages, and you can rent one for the night and ride off up into the mountains together. Now, around this same time, just over the mountain ridge, there was a young boy and a girl who were going on a camping trip with their family. And their names were Cohen and Aurora. And they were so excited to go on this camping trip. Because they hadn't been on a camping trip ever. And this time their mom and dad had told them they were going to be cactus all over. And they were going to get to watch the sunset. And it was just going to be a beautiful, beautiful night. And they were going to get to watch the stars. Man, I'm kind of scared to camp in a tent, Cohen said. Oh, don't worry. It's going to be fun. We'll get to go out there. Maybe we'll see a shooting star, Aurora said. Yeah, I guess. Cohen was still a little nervous. But either way, after they helped their mom and dad and Sawyer and their little baby Eloise set up a tent, they went off to get ready to make some s'mores. I kind of have to go to the bathroom, Cohen said. All right, said his dad, but listen, you need to go off in those trees, but I don't want you going alone because there are coyotes out here, and they get real hungry, so I want you to take your sister so you can both be eaten. What? Aurora said, Dad, I'm just kidding, but seriously, Aurora, can you go with Cohen? I don't want him to fall off a cliff when he needs to go pee. Okay, Aurora rolled her eyes. And so they both went off into the trees to find a spot to go to the bathroom. Aurora was a little annoyed that she had to follow her little brother into the trees. And they journeyed over this path. And they got to the cliff edge and they looked down. What's that? Aurora said. And she looked.
Is it a big coyote?
It was not a big coyote. It's a train station with a bunch of carriages, like old-time carriages, Cohen said. Wow, let's go check it out, Aurora said. All right, but we gotta be quick. Mom and Dad are mad, Cohen said. All right, we'll be real quick. Let's just go down there and see the fancy carriages. So Aurora and Cohen climbed down the ridge and ran across the prairie to the carriages at the train station. And there was a beautiful carriage. It was black with gold lacing. There were two of them right next to each other. And Aurora and Cohen hopped into it and they pretended to be fancy people. Oh, look at me, I'm a cowboy, Cohen said. And I'm a cowgirl, said Aurora. And they laughed and played in the carriage. And meanwhile, Bill had latched Chaco onto one of the carriages next to him. And he rode the carriage back into town and picked up Lucy May for their date. And he helped Lucy onto the carriage. And they rode into the train, back to the train station, where they were going to connect the carriage to multiple horses. And now he connected the horses, and Bill said, now stay here, Lucy. I gotta go get something, okay? I'll be right back. And so Bill went to go pick out a beautiful flower. He wanted to get some roses, and they sold roses in the train station. And while he was in there getting roses, somebody dressed in black came out of the shadows and unhitched his horses and connected his horses to another carriage and connected the horses of the carriage next to his carriage. He swapped the horses. Okay. Now, that person got into a carriage, got on top of the carriage, and started riding off. Now, Bill came out, and he saw his carriage, and he hopped onto the outside, and he said, "Don't you worry, Lucy May. I got you something special for our hike." And he set the roses down next to him on top of that carriage, and he went, "Yah!" And he started off, and he rode off away from the train station. And inside that carriage, Aurora and Cohen looked at each other. "Is somebody riding this carriage right now? Did he say he has something special for us?" Cohen said. And Bill didn't realize it, but he had taken the wrong carriage because somebody had swapped the horses and was riding off with his carriage. Lucy May was riding off with a rider dressed in black. But Aurora and Cohen were riding off with Bill and Chaco. And they were riding off through the desert, and they rode and rode and rode. And it was getting chilly because it was wintertime. And he felt the cold breeze. Cohen and Aurora bounced in their carriage, and they were really worried. They held on to each other's hands. "Where are we going?" Cohen said. "I don't know, but Mom and Dad are not going to be happy," said Aurora. And they rode further and further and further, and it was cold. It was getting darker and darker. And meanwhile, in the other carriage, Lucy May was getting a little confused because she called out to Bill multiple times, and Bill wasn't answering. "Bill, are we almost there?" she said. But there was no response. "Bill! Come on, I'm sick of this. You tell me what this surprise is. I'm cold. Did you get a blanket?" But still there was no response as the dark rider rode further and further out into the desert. Now finally, Cohen poked his head out of the carriage and looked up at the rider, the cowboy, Bill. "Excuse me?" And Bill kind of looked over to his side and saw Cohen's head popping out and kind of smirked and looked back at the horses and then went, "Huh?" And he did a double take. What in tarnation? Who are you? I don't know. Who are you?" Cohen said. "I asked you first. I'm Cohen. Where are you taking us?" "What? You're a bad man," Aurora said, and she threw her shoe out the other window at Bill and hit him in the head. "Ow, what in tarnation? What are you kids doing in my carriage? Lucy! Lucy!" "Who's Lucy?" Aurora said. What do you mean, who's Lucy?" And he went, "Yeah!" And he stopped the carriage and jumped off and looked, opened up the carriage door. "Oh, Lucy! Lucy! What'd you do with Lucy?" "We didn't do anything to Lucy. Let us go home," Cohen said. "I didn't take you. You snuck into the wrong carriage. Maybe I took the wrong carriage. Oh, no. I think I saw another carriage that looked just like it right off that way," Aurora said. And she pointed off towards the mountains in the other direction. Oh, no. And sure enough, in the distance, they saw a black carriage riding off. And then, off in that carriage, Lucy May poked her head out of the window and looked up. And who did she see? But Gus, dressed in black cowboy clothes with a black mustache curling up to the sides. "You!" Lucy May said. And Gus looked at her. "Ha ha! That's right, Lucy May. I've finally got you, and this is my revenge for Bill. I'm going to take you and put you in jail." "No, not going to happen." And Lucy took off her shoe just like Aurora. They both had a lot in common. And she threw it at Gus and hit him right in the head. "Ah, what in the? Get back in that carriage." And he rode further and further. And meanwhile, Bill, Chaco, and Aurora and Cohen were turning the carriage around and heading towards those mountains to try to catch up. But that Gus was too fast. "What are we going to do?" "Maybe that white horse will help us," Cohen said. And he pointed to a white stallion that was riding up next to him. And the white horse had a blue, icy blue mane. and as it pounded, its hooves left a track of icy snow behind it.
Can I ride it, Aurora?
What? Oh, and Cohen said, maybe I can ride that horse. No, I'm going to ride that horse. No, I want to. No one's going to ride me, said the horse. Huh? And their eyes went big and they looked at each other and there was a flurry of snow and pretty soon the Ice Queen was sitting on the carriage next to them.
Yay, the Ice Queen or Princess.
And she was sitting on the carriage with her long blue hair and her icicle dress, and she was beautiful. You have to catch up to them, the Ice Queen said. But I don't know how. Choco's running as fast as he can, aren't you, Choco? And Choco, his valiant horse, was running as fast as he can. Maybe I can shoot at Gus from here, and he pulled out his gun. No guns, said the Ice Queen. And she put out her hand, and his gun froze. What the? How am I supposed to get him? You will use your ice whip. And she touched the whip at Bill's side, and it turned blue, went from brown and blue, and icicles grew across it as if it had been left out in the cold frost. Use this frost and connect me to the rest of the horses. If you say so. And Bill, the Ice Queen, turned back into an icy white horse, and Bill connected her to the rest of the horses, and right when he did, whoa, he felt the horses pull faster. And they rode faster and faster, and Bill could feel the icy chill of the magical whip at his side that the Ice Queen had touched. And he looked, and the Icy Queen had turned into a white horse and was riding next to Choco. And together the horses rode faster and faster, and they were gaining on Gus's carriage. And they were getting so close. Oh, I really want to ride that horse. No, Aurora said. Don't do it, Cohen. I just have to do it. Yeah. And Cohen jumped out. Yeah. And he landed on the ice horse. What are you doing? The Ice Queen said, looking back at him. Sorry, I just really want to ride a horse. I'm fine. Hold on tight, the ice horse said. And Cohen held on tight. This is really cold. I'm an Ice Queen, for crying out loud, the Ice Queen said, who was actually turned into a horse. Oh, man, I want to ride a horse, too. Oh, fine. And Bill grabbed onto Aurora and threw her out onto Choco. Whoa. And Aurora held on tight. And Bill steered the horses closer and closer to Gus's carriage. And as they got closer, Bill pulled out his whip. Excuse me. Wow, I've got a little congestion. You stop that horse, Gus, Bill cried. And Gus looked back. What the? How'd they catch up, he said. And Bill pulled out his icy whip and whoosh. And he whipped Gus's gun out of his hand, and the Gus froze, and Bill knocked it out of his hand, and the gun flew through the air and broke into a bunch of icy pieces. And they rode, and they were getting closer and closer, and Bill whipped the carriage, and the whole carriage went turned into an icy frost. Bill, it's cold in here. Oh, sorry, Lucy May. And he tried to whip again. And it latched onto one of the wheels, and the wheel froze. Anything the whip touched would freeze. And as it froze, it stopped turning. And it started dragging the carriage, and it slowed down. Ah, Gus said. And he pulled out his own whip. And he tried to whip Bill, but Bill lashed out with his whip, and the two whips coiled together, and The ice trailed down Gus's whip to his hand. Yeah! And he let go of the whip. Ah, blast! And he looked down and his hand was all frosty. I'm gonna get you, Bill! All right, what are your names? Bill said to Cohen and Aurora. I'm Cohen, and I'm Aurora. I need you to help me get Lucy May out of that carriage. Ready? Sure, they said. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3, jump. And Aurora and Cohen jumped onto the carriage and opened the door and helped Lucy May out. Whoa. And the carriages were bumping into each other. And Gus's carriage was still dragging from the frozen wheel. And they opened the carriage doors. And Aurora and Cohen helped Lucy May jump into Bill's carriage. And then Bill took out his whip. And he whipped it, and it wrapped on to the harness attached to the Gus's horses. And the ice went, traveled down the harness, touched his horses, and the horses went, and froze. And as they froze, the carriage came to a complete stop. Whoa! And Gus was flung from his carriage. And he rolled across the ground. And Bill pulled the horses to a stop. And Chaco stopped. And the Ice Queen horse stopped. And Bill hopped off. And he went, and his whip wrapped around Gus. And as it did, it froze Gus into an ice cube from his feet all the way up to his face. But before it could freeze his head, Gus said, "This isn't the last you've seen of me, Bill. When I thaw, I'll be coming for you. I'll be coming for you." And he froze into an ice cube. "It's the last I've heard of you, Gus." And he pulled his whip free. And he went and jumped into his carriage. "Are you okay, Lucy May?" And he gave her a big hug. "Oh, Bill, I don't know what happened. He just somehow ran off with our carriage. I'm sorry, I never should have left you. And he gave her a big hug.
"We need to go back to our campsite," Cohen said, poking his head in the window.
"All right, well, where's your campsite?" Bill said. And Aurora pointed to the top of the ridge.
"Well, perfect," Bill said. "That's where we were headed. Do you guys mind taking the horses up that ridge while I ride in the back with Lucy May?"
"Not at all," Aurora said. She was glad to get up on top and grab the reins. And sure enough, they did. And they hopped on the carriage and said, "Yah!" And they led Chaco, the Ice Queen, and the other horses up the mountain ridge to the top. While Bill and Lucy May rode in the back. And he handed her rose from the train station. And they hugged. And he gave her a kiss on the cheek. And they got to the top of the ridge, and Aurora and Cohen hopped off the carriage and ran back to the campsite. And their mom and dad said, What took you guys so long?"
"You don't want to know," Aurora said. And Cohen fanned his face.
"Woohoo! You don't want to know."
"Oh, I won't ask," his dad said. And he handed them a stick to roast some s'mores, and they sat around the fire. And just through the trees, they could see another fire starting as Bill, Chaco, Lucy May, and the Ice Queen horse snuggled up next to their fire, and they all watched as the sun set. And if they looked closely down the ridge, they could see a little blue icicle and a frozen carriage in the distance. And Aurora and Cohen shook their heads and said, "We need to go camping more often." The end. I about lost my voice on that.
That was awesome.
Okay. All right. Did you guys want to say anything before we go to bed? Oh, one at a time. One at a time. Cohen.
I see you. And good dreams.
Okay.
Tonight.
Cohen says good dreams tonight. Aurora, do you want to say anything?
Good night.
Good night, Rocketeer. Sweet dreams. And oh.
I will keep an eye on you just in case, Gus.
And Cohen said, I'll keep an eye on you just in case, Gus. Just in case you thaw and come back. Good night, Rocketeers. Good night.